value at anybody, but he's been working hard. You know, he's a good kid, and he wants it. Obviously, he's got skills. He had a ton of receptions and a ton of yards in the CFL, so obviously he knows the game and can play, but like I said, I'm not going to evaluate.
He and his coaches were saying this a couple months ago that he could be maybe the next Adam Thielen. When you hear that, what do you think?
I don't know. I don't think too much of it. You know, everybody's their own player. I don't necessarily like, you know, being compared to anybody else. I'm sure he doesn't like being compared to me. But yeah, honestly, it's just everybody does their own things well. You know, he's got obviously great hands and knows the game really well. So he's a good player.
And just a general thought on how spring drills went. Coach said on the radio the other day he thought maybe the defense was a little bit ahead of the offense, but obviously you got a great defense and the offense is, you know, learning new quarterback coordinator. How would you kind of assess that?
Well, you know, it's hard to put a label on it, I guess. For us, we're just trying to keep getting better every day. And I think when you do that and you have that singular focus on each day, you know, you're able to stack more and more days on top of each other and able to gain more ground. So I think we were able to do that. I think everybody came out here with a purpose. Everybody had that mission of just winning the day, and I think we gained a lot of ground because of that.
And with Father's Day just around the corner, what's the best piece of advice that your dad gave you?
I think the biggest thing was that he did was just lead by example. You know, he went to work every day, grinded, and tried to provide for his family, and that's something that I'll never forget, and something that I've taken with me through my life. Yeah.
How do you like it when the legends kind of greet you guys and introduce them, you know, every year at last spring practice?
Oh, it's great. Obviously, those guys are the reason why we're here. You know, we owe a lot to those guys because we wouldn't be able to play this game for a living if it wasn't for them, the guys before us. So it's always great to see those guys and you know, hear some of their stories and hear them talk about the old days when they had to walk uphill both ways. You know, so it's all good.
Learned some of it three times, I guess.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, guys.